Well, folks, it's been a very busy time across the state of Missouri, one of the busiest places that you'll find right now during the COVID-19 crisis. I think it's fair to call it a crisis, is our grocery stores in the state of Missouri. Our grocery employees and grocers have been working overtime in very difficult circumstances, keeping our shelves stocked, as the governor has mentioned and a number of other officials have mentioned as well. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me is the state director of the Missouri Grocers Association. His name is Dan Scholl. He's a state representative from Imperial, but we're really more talking to him today in his capacity as the director of the Grocers Association on two quick things. One, the AG and the grocers working together to combat price gouging, and two, the governor's talking about the bare grocery shelves. Dan, I appreciate your time. Let's start with you and the AG teaming up to combat price gouging. What is this all about?
Well, we started talking last week and making sure the Attorney General understood that there was going to be some upward price pressure on some commodities just because of the rapid sale of them. And we started talking about it, and we thought it was good to let the people know that if they think they're getting gouged or if they suspect it, to be able to reach out to them. But we also wanted to make sure that we didn't cause undue scare and further exasperate the problem of hoarding and stuff regarding grocery items. So we were working together to make sure, one, to protect the consumers of the state, to make sure they're getting a fair deal on the food, but also making sure that the businesses in Missouri aren't subject to frivolous complaints about price gouging when, simply prices are going up because there's a lack of supply.
Exactly. And we see that even in a normal Thanksgiving, sometimes a price of a Thanksgiving item, the Farm Bureau, as you know, does that survey every year. Sometimes the price of turkey is up, sometimes it's down. Your point well taken. Mr. Scholl, the Attorney General Eric Schmidt made a point. I think it really kind of ties in with what you just said. He said, our grocers are working overtime to feed Missourians. And this is a direct quote. He says, quote, unfortunately, there are a few bad actors that may cast Missouri's hardworking grocers in a bad light, end of quote, emphasizing there are a few bad actors. Your thoughts on the Attorney General saying that?
You know, I think he's absolutely right. Anytime you have a crisis like this, the majority of the grocery industry in Missouri is acting properly and doing what they can to meet the needs of the citizens of Missouri. But there are going to be some people that are a little opportunistic and just don't do the right thing. And that's what we're trying to keep from. Well, one, we're trying to make sure that the citizens have access to food on a as-needed basis, but also at a reasonable price. And we're also trying to protect the retailer as well from the bad actors as well. So,
and is there anything you want to add on the angle, forgive me, Representative, anything you want to add on the angle of you and the Attorney General working together about the price gouging? Feel free on that, and then I'll ask a quick question about the shelves themselves.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to work under these circumstances with the Attorney General. I think we started talking early last week when we started seeing prices increase from the wholesaler, from the manufacturers, from the commodity sources, and we really helped them understand what all goes into pricing our product. And he's been very receptive, but he's been very firm that people in Missouri are not going to be cheated in a bad way. So I can say nothing but good things about the experience so far with the Attorney General.
Again, we're speaking with Dan Scholl. Dan is a state representative from Imperial, but we're talking with him mainly in his capacity as the director of the Missouri Grocers Association. One final question, Mr. Scholl. The executive order that the governor signed this week suspends any prohibition on the sale of unprepared food by restaurants to the general public. He notes many restaurants have had to limit or stop their normal business operations. I've seen that all over mid-Missouri, by the way. The governor noted many Missourians are seeing bare grocery store shelves. He emphasizes it's a demand issue and not a supply one, that our food supply remains strong. What are you hearing on that angle about the shelves?
Well, we brought the issue of the food supply chain to the governor's attention early last week, in that, you know, you have so many people eating out every day, so many people eating at home, and that's how the system is geared to meet those needs and those expectations. What we see now is nearly 100% of the people are eating at home, so the sales are all going through the grocery side instead of the food service side. So there's an abundance on the food service side. So we've worked with the governor and his executive team to ensure that if the food supply can get to where people need it, whether it's retailers selling food, unprepared food that was in the food supply chain for the restaurants or directly from the restaurants, or if people are actually buying unprepared food from the restaurants, it's all good. We just need to make sure the people have access to the food, whether it be food service or grocery side.
I guess the last question, and that's just the fact that the grocery employees are working, men and women, some union, some non-union, rural, urban, multiple. I just think of the diversity of our grocery stores in the state. They're working so many hours, difficult circumstances, and something I've never seen before, and you probably haven't either, anything like this.
It is very unique of what we're experiencing, but I think the workers and the retailers are answering the call of the people. And even though I was in several grocery stores yesterday, one checking prices, but also stocking levels, stores are coming back. The elasticity in the supply chain is coming back. Eggs are still, prices are still going up. We expect some relief on that in the next week or so, but you know, the problem is you just can't have a chicken lay more than what they want to lay a day, egg-wise. So it's going to come back. I think the retailers, the grocery workers, the supply chain, the truck drivers have all done an excellent job on this, and you know, we can't thank them enough.
Anything you want to add, Dan?
Stay at home, people. Go to the grocery, get your food, go home and eat, and we'll get through this.